In a rare show of togetherness, former Assembly Speaker Republican Scott Jensen, his Majority Leader Steve Foti, and former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Quala argued on the same side before the appeals court. The legislators are charged in connection with campaigning on state time using state resources, charged with felony misconduct in public office. Their lawyers say that law doesn't fit. They say the misconduct statute is vague and overly broad. Chuck Quala's attorney, James Olson, says it's never been used this way before.
It's not fair. We cannot be prosecuted for an act that has never been considered a crime by any court in the history of our republic.
Defense lawyers argued politics and policy are both legislative business. Steve Foti's attorney, Franklin Gimbel, says his client didn't know he was doing anything illegal, certainly nothing that could send him to prison.
How does my client, when he gets up in the morning, know that when he walks into the offices of the state legislator, that if he talks to a constituent, if he advises a campaign worker, that he would like him or her to do thus and such, that he's putting himself in harm's way to be charged with and convicted of a felony? It was wrong to campaign within the state offices of the people accused, and that, I suggest, is bad judgment, but not illegal.
But state prosecutors say lawmakers broke the law and they knew it. Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Nashholt says the legislators charged took steps to conceal what they were doing.
The conduct alleged involves a form of theft from the state on a massive scale. The complaints allege that over a period of years, the defendants decided that certain candidates should be elected or reelected. Rather than requiring the individual campaign committees or their party organizations to pay for those private campaigns, as they should have, the defendants made a conscious choice to save their parties and campaign committees money by passing the bill on to the taxpayers.
Defense lawyers say because of separation of powers, the judiciary and executive branch should not be allowed to intrude on legislative business. Prosecutors say legislators and staff cannot be immune from prosecution, saying, quote, no man is beyond the reach of the law, and that those privileged to make the laws are obliged to obey and live within them. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.